listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
So much rather have you burn. That was the Heather Newman Band with the title cut off their debut album, Burn Me Alive. Our blues cruise is going to take us back once again to Missouri to meet another top-rate blues act out of Kansas City. We've featured other blues bands and musicians based out of this city before, such as Trampled Underfoot, and we followed Nicole Schlaben when she went to do her solo act after the band split up. Samantha and Amanda Fish, each with their own bands, and now the Heather Newman Band. Over the last 10 years, Heather Newman has been gaining much recognition in the blues scene in her hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. After relocating to Kansas City and being welcomed there under the blues scene, she has put together a killer original set. She's traveled the Midwest and released a great blues album that has been hitting the high marks in the blues and indie music scenes. She is also a two-time 2018 Blues Blast Music Award nominee, which the awards are coming up here in September 29th of 2018. Let's get into some more music from the Heather Newman Band. You're listening to Cruisin' the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack.
Chili Willie. be.
All right, we're listening to the debut release from the Heather Newman Band based out of Kansas City, Missouri. Heather's love for the blues started at a young age when she was fortunate enough to participate in the Blues Ed program that was based out of her hometown, Omaha, Nebraska. Through this program, she not only was introduced to the blues and learned about the music, but also about the business from national and international blues musicians themselves, all of whom challenged her to put her skills to the test and see how far her hard work would take her. So she was self-taught on the guitar, and she began booking acoustic shows around Omaha. Her songwriting turned towards folk, but she couldn't shake off her blues roots. After a few years performing on her own, she began to look for musicians whom she could share her passion with. The search brought her to Kansas City in 2015, where she wrote, toured, and recorded with another well-known KC band. She spent 2 years with them as a rhythm guitarist and vocalist, and then they traveled across the nation and she was learning all she could. Her dedication gained her momentum as a powerhouse vocalist and a solid rhythm player before deciding it was time to step out in her own spotlight. The Heather Newman Band, today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Mountain.
Listening to the debut release from the Heather Newman Band, an album entitled Burn Me Alive. At the beginning of 2017, Heather made preparations to begin building a name for herself, not only with a new instrument in tow, the bass, but a new band as well. After taking the time to tighten the inner workings of her music, the Heather Newman Band had their debut at the legendary Knucklehead Saloon. The blues trio continued making strides as the year progressed, eventually even adding a fourth member on the keyboards. Heather released her first studio album, Burn Me Alive, which we're listening to today, through the Vistone label group. With the strong leading melodies of Keith Ladd on guitar and Ryan Matthew on piano and organ, Heather's steady grooving bass lines lock in with Cole Dillingham's deep-rooted beats. This group produces a one-of-kind medley of various styles such as soul, funk, blues, and rock with a killer original set. Heather's ever-flowing, sultry, emotional vocals makes every show exciting and unique. Let's get back into more of the music of the Heather Newman Band today on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
I don't know why, baby. You never is have you loved me?
Okay. You got me feeling like loving you. Here's the hardest thing I've had to do. Nothing seems good enough, baby.
Remember, is that dirty blue?
That dirty, dirty blue.
The Kansas City Star made this claim. The Heather Newman Band is poised to follow Samantha Fish and Trampled Underfoot as the next blues-oriented Kansas City act to achieve national prominence. Heather stated in a recent radio interview that her goal is to create a unique sound in the blues scene where when people hear it, they'll say, "That's Heather Newman." The blues scene today is made up of more than just the traditional 12-bar blues, and although Heather Newman does play 12-bar blues, she has an eclectic musical collection from many different genres that she's incorporated into her music. Let's get back into some more of the music of the Heather Newman Band.
Tears, I've cried more than in all of my years. Now, honey, just want you to see what I mean. Oh, I know I'm gonna fight, baby, just try and keep it clean. You'll never love me like I do you, but now, baby, don't let it make you blue.
It's hard to understand.
Baby's done me wrong. He's been out all night looking for some fun. Well, I found out about you messing around all over town. That just ain't right, baby. Oh, I know.
Well, there you have it. The debut album from the Heather Newman Band, Burn Me Alive. I hope you enjoyed our program today. Keep those blues alive, people. If you got a band coming to your town, get out there and support them. They need that support. This is Mr. Jack with Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. And until next time, I'll catch you later.
Just my thoughts to keep.